We're glad you've joined us today on the Christian Ministries Church podcast. We believe you'll hear a message that will minister to you and encourage you in your walk with Christ. Let's listen now to the message.
If you're ready, we're ready, and it's going to be an exciting day. Ladies and gentlemen, Tim Brooks from Christian Ministries Church in Hot Springs, Arkansas.
Oh, here we go. Welcome, welcome, welcome to what we call Vision Sunday. If you have recently joined our church in this past year, we want you to know that the first of each year, we lay out a path, a target, a theme, a direction. Because the Bible tells us without a vision, we perish. Well, what is our vision? What is our vision for 2025? This year, we're going to have 52 Sunday morning sermons. We're going to have 52 Wednesday night sermons and countless retreats and conferences and seminars and classes, chapels. And Christian Ministries Church just refuses to shoot up in the air and hope something good falls out. You know, to grow, to develop, mature, to deeper your relationship with the Lord, we got to ask, where is the Holy Spirit directing us this year? What is the vision? Well, we're excited today. Joining us here in Hot Springs for Vision Sunday, we're live. We are on live stream in Christian Ministries Church, Southwest Missouri. Hot Springs, let's shout out to our Missouri church. And we are live in our church in Houston, Christian Ministries Church, Houston. Let's shout out to our church in Houston. We're glad you're with us today. Christian Ministries Church here in Hot Springs, in Southwest Missouri, in Houston, are about to have a powerful, life-changing year. I thought it would only be right to give the devil a little warning. Christian Ministries Church is breaking your influence. Breaking your strongholds in people's lives. Devil, you better find you somewhere else to be and get your hands off of Christian Ministries Church members. We're not putting up with it any longer. 2025 is going to be a defining year for the members of this church. Well, it's Sunday. I'm the pastor, so I guess I'll go preach one. Well, it's Sunday, and I'm a member of a church, so I guess I'll go sit through one. It's this thinking is why the church has lost its influence. It's this mindset, not only from the members, but from the leadership in the church. The church makes no difference in people's daily life. And because of that, Christians are very weak. The enemy just runs over them, takes their thoughts, and destroys their lives with their thoughts because the church just quit teaching anything that matters. Christian Ministries teaches the Word of God, and the Word matters. The Word of God makes a difference in your life. The Word of God changes your life. God's Word, the Bible is taught, the Bible is read, it changes your thinking. It changes your mind. It renews your mind. It washes your thoughts away. Your entire life is different as a result of time in the Word. And Christian Ministries Church refuses to be a religious obligation, do nothing that matters church. We're going to teach the Word, and God's Word is going to turn your whole life around. Our churches are committed to making disciples, and that's life changing. That's life empowering. And I can promise you, you are not ever going to go to a Christian ministry church and sit through a religious sounding sermon that makes no difference in your daily life. Christian Ministries Church asks, what does God in His Word say about how to live each day of our life? What's the Bible say about your attitude? What's the Bible say about your thoughts? What does the Bible say about your handling of your finances? What does the Bible say about your parenting? What does God's word say about your marriage, about your work ethic, about our involvement in our government, about our involvement in our community? God's word deals with our daily life. For our teenagers in Christian Ministries Church, what does God's word say about your attitude, about your relationship with your parents, about your work ethic, about your future? What does God's word say about the call of God on your life? What does God say about how to treat your siblings, your parents, your teachers? Where's all of our teenagers? All of our teenagers in Hot Springs, in our church in Missouri, in our church in Houston. I want all of our teenagers to stand up. All of our teenagers, stand up. Where are you? If you're in your teens, y'all stand up. Teenagers, we're going to talk about you having a personal relationship with the Lord for yourself, not just your parents, not just through your parents. I want our teenagers in Christian Ministries Church, I want you to understand God has a plan for your life. You're not an accident, you're not a waste, and you're not wondering what you're going to do in life. You did not randomly evolve here going nowhere. God created you in your mother's womb, and he's got a plan for you, and you're here on an assignment. I want all of our teenagers to know this is going to be a defining year for your life. Church, let's give our teenagers a big hand. You can be seated. For the children in Christian Ministries Church, we don't operate a babysitting service here so that parents can drop their kids off and not have to deal with them for a little bit. Here at Christian Ministries Church, we're raising children to know God. Raising our children to learn, to understand that God created them, that they are special, that God has a plan for their life. For our children to be taught in a public school educational system that they are a result of a random selection, that they are the result of an accident, time plus chance over billion years, that destroys any meaning for life at all. And it's no wonder we're experiencing nowadays the emotional problems with elementary school kids. When you tell them that there's no meaning for their life, they didn't come from anywhere, they're not going anywhere, how could you possibly have any sense of direction, meaning, significance for your life? I'm telling our children, that's a lie. You're not an accident. You didn't randomly happen in here. God has a plan for you. God created you. He formed you in your mother's womb. He made you different than everybody else because he has a different plan for you than everybody else. And you don't wallow in insecurity and low self-esteem because you're different. You're different because God has a different plan for you. And our young people are going to grow up thinking God's plan for their life. Members of this church, and we've got a vision and a plan for every age in this church. I want our members to know you are not a non-essential worker. That's a lie. You're a vital piece of God's plan. Your giftings are a vital piece of God's plan in your area, in your community, for your neighbors, for your surroundings. You are about what you do for a living, what part you play. You're a vital part of making God's plan happen. This year, God's going to enable us to overcome obstacles, overcome every thought, overcome these hindrances that happen as a result of daily life. I want to encourage our members of our church, don't you check out on life and leave a hole in your family, in your community, in your church, because you were there on an assignment and God has something for you to do. There's a plan for you, and we need you. We depend on your involvement in God's plan. To accomplish the mandate that Jesus left us with, and that is of making disciples, teaching to obey all that he taught us. We need a plan. We need a path. We need a direction. We need a vision for the year. At the end of the year, we're not going to just look back and hope somebody got something out of this last year. I'm going to, at the end of the year, here is what has been instilled in us. Josh went over this just a few minutes ago. At 2024 was instilled in us, God has a kind of life that he's created us to live. He requires his people to live a certain kind of life, and there is a kind of life that God blesses. That's what we've been talking about this last year. As Christians, we have a destination. And our ultimate destination is when we close our eyes for the very last time that we hear, "Well done, my good and faithful servant, enter in." That's our destination. Well, traveling toward a destination, there are many turns. There are many different highways. We travel taking us to our desired destination. Well, we come to the end of Highway 2024. We're at an intersection right now. Which road will we take? What highway will we travel on in 2025? Church, to get where you want to go, it's vital that you take the right path. Young people, you're not ever going to get where you want to go traveling on a road that doesn't take you there. And you need to know that. You want a good life, a happy life. There's a destination that you want. You can't travel on that road and end up in that destination. It won't take you there. We've got a desired destination. The Bible for old people in here, it's like an atlas. It's like a road map. I don't ever drive my truck without a road map in my truck. I reach behind my seat and I open up my atlas, and the Bible is like that atlas. It's how to get me where I desire to go. For you young people in here, the Bible is like a travel app. It's kind of like a Siri. It'll show you, you can type in where you want to go and it'll show you how to get there. Whatever your example is today, the Bible gives the direction to get you to the desired destination. You know how very foolish it would be to type in your direction for life and Siri say, "Stay in the right two lanes. In 200 feet, merge right. In 100 feet, merge right." And you slap that thing in the floor and say, "It's my life. No one's gonna tell me what to do. Look at all these cars going this way. All of them can't be wrong." Here's what you need to know. All those cars going that way are going a different direction than you said you wanted to go. And they're not going to end up where you said that you wanted to be. Always know there's a path that's real broad. And many take it. "That's not where I want to go. Here's the direction I'm going to go." You put in for your destination. You put in peace. You put in joy. You put in, "I want to live a blessed life. I want to be used by the Lord. I want God to be pleased with me. I want to live a life that God can bless." When you put that into your app, I don't care where all the other cars are going. That doesn't have any bearing on me. I don't care what ramp they're taking. They're obviously not going to end up where I want to be. I've got a destination in mind. And the Bible tells me exactly how to get there. I don't want a distant relationship with the Lord. I want a powerful, viable, daily relationship with the Lord. A relationship that empowers me to overcome what all this is going on in my head right now. You know, I want a relationship so close to the Lord that he says, "In 200 feet, take this turn." Mostly I need a relationship with the Lord that says, Wrong, wrong, make a U-turn, make a U-turn, make a U-turn. That's the relationship I need, because invariably my attitude's going down the wrong direction, and I need God saying, make a U-turn. The quickest possible, turn this thing around. See, that's the relationship I need daily with the Lord, to turn my life back to the direction that I need to be going to get me where I said I wanted to go. In life, we all end up exactly where we drove ourselves. Our thinking, our choices, it takes you to a place in life. And you're going somewhere, whether you understand it or not. And you're going to end up somewhere if you don't get those thoughts taken captive, if you don't make a U-turn, if you don't get on the right direction. God's plan for you and I is to have life and have it more abundant. God's plan for you and I is to be used by Him in the lives of other people. God's plan is for you and I to be a city set on a hill, for us to be salt and light. That's His plan for us, and that's where we want to go. I'm not going to just take my hands off the wheel and hope I end up where I want to be. I know how that ends up. I've been there, miserable, hurting, lonely, depressed. I know how it is to end up when you don't take your thoughts captive. I understand that. As we read the Bible, we see two dispensations in history. When we use the word dispensation, that means a period of time. There is two different periods of time covered in the pages of the Bible. God started with mankind. His start with mankind is read in Genesis chapter 1. And we read 4,000 years of our history with God. We see the first dispensation. We see the first time period. And we call that life under the old covenant. And we read about that life in the Old Testament. Then we read about the second dispensation in history. And it unfolds a totally different relationship. It unfolds a new relationship with God. And what started the second dispensation is one day an angel appeared to a virgin. And when that happened, we began a new period of time. And we read about that time period with God in what we call the New Testament. It explains the new covenant, the second dispensation in man's history with God. Right now, all of mankind, the world over, is living in this second dispensation, this second period of time. As we're looking forward, there is another time period. There is another time period ahead for us. This time period will begin with a trumpet blast. This time period, it's going to change us to another time period when Jesus returns. Right now, all of mankind is living under the time period covered in the New Testament, under the New Covenant. God dealt with man through what we call the Abrahamic Covenant, what we call the Old Covenant, what we read about in the Old Testament. And now God's relationship with mankind is under Jesus, what we call a New Covenant, and we read about this life under and in the New Testament. We have no doubt some few glimpses through some prophecies, a few glimpses of a new heaven and a new earth. Don't know a lot about it, but there is a third time period coming. But our 2025 vision is going to be spent grasping life in the new covenant. What's our vision for 2025? It's our life under the new covenant. The period of time that we are now all in, the new covenant period. Now, understanding, grabbing hold of our covenant with God, it changes everything for us. We're going to read about the history with God, the Old Testament. We're going to learn about God entering a covenant with Abraham, and it covered all of his descendants. We're going to read about Abraham's descendants getting enslaved Pharaoh in Egypt. God supernaturally delivers his covenant people. God supernaturally sustained them in a desert with no food or water for 40 years. God led his covenant people into a land that was blessed. We read about victories. We read about walls falling down. All through the Old Testament, we read about life lived under the old covenant. There's three things that I've heard. I've heard from people, and these three things were a big deciding factor in what our direction for 2025 will be. I overheard people talking to God, praying to God, and I hear them saying, "Oh God, please come down." Talking like God's not right here. I hear people talking to God like he's way far away. I hear people talking to God like he is behind a curtain. See, I'm out here and God's back there. Another thing I've heard is people talking to other people. People talking to each other. And they say, "I just feel like God's not even here. I just feel like God's not even here anymore. I feel like God has left me. I don't feel like God hears me when I pray." Then I hear people tell about mental and emotional struggles that they're having in life and the thoughts that they're dealing with. And hearing this, I think, you know, there is a huge misunderstanding or there's a huge not knowing about the new covenant. There's a not understanding the new covenant. God's people, but they don't have a grasp on the new covenant and what that means for us. All of God's covenant people, Abraham's descendants, they saw miracles. They saw the power of God. They heard about what God had done for their ancestors. They grew up hearing about the Abrahamic covenant. They were taught the covenant. Yet, when a giant in their life jumps up and starts taunting them on their very land, they're hiding. They're in fear. Oh, no, somebody. They fall, growing up hearing about the covenant. When a giant sticks his head up, they fall. They fold. Wait a minute. An entire army of God hiding in fear. David, he's just a young boy. Wasn't even out there in the battlefield. He's taking care of a sheep. He was the only one in all of Israel that grasped, that understood, that had an understanding of that covenant. And here in this historical event, we see the difference manifest in lives of people who know about the covenant and a young boy who knew the covenant. And we see that difference manifest in the way they act, in the way they live. David saw the giant. All the other guys that knew about the covenant, hiding in fear. Somebody, oh, what are we going to do? All in fear. But here comes this young shepherd boy. Who is this uncircumcised Philistine? Now, as we're going to read in the Old Testament, circumcision was a physical seal of that covenant that they had with God. So David recognized this joker is not in covenant with God. We are in covenant with God. See, David knew what it meant to be in covenant with God. He knew what that covenant meant. David, at this point in his life, he wasn't a mighty man of valor. He wasn't a big warrior. He was a young shepherd boy. But having a grasp on that covenant, David starts loading his slingshot, whirling that thing around his head, running toward that giant and saying, "What I'm going to do is cut your head off and feed it to the birds." Where did he get that empowerment? Where did he get that handle? Where did he get that boldness? Where did he get that strength? He got that from the grasp he had on his covenant with God. See, church, it's not just knowing about the new covenant. It's not just understanding and reading about what Jesus did. It's not just about being in a Christmas play. It's about you getting a hold where it affects your life. See, when you live in our new covenant, it changes your life. It empowers your life. It directs your life. It defeats the giants in your life. Oh, it's the most exciting year ever for Christian Ministries Church in Hot Springs, for Christian Ministries Church in Southwest Missouri, and for Christian Ministries Church in Houston. Woo! What a year ahead for us. You won't believe how you are about to be empowered as you grasp that new covenant. We read 1 Samuel. Seriously? Come on. Saul, he was the king, for crying out loud. The Bible tells us he's head and shoulders above everybody. Saul grew up in Sunday school hearing about the covenant. He grew up understanding the covenant that he and his descendants and the ancestors before him, that all was in Abraham's life. He grew up hearing about that. He grew up having that taught. Saul grew up in that. Yet when the giant stepped out in his life, he's taking off his armor and saying, here, you use this. I'm just going to hide right over here. Really? Really? Head and shoulders above everybody, and you're trying to hand your armor off? No power to live life. No power to overcome the giants that are taunting you. At the end of 2025, Christian Ministries Church members are going to have a grasp on our covenant like David had on his covenant. We're not going to be caught hiding, wallowing in fear, locked in our room. We're going to be caught cutting the heads off of our giants and living victorious in our life. That's the direction we're headed in 2025. This year, we're going to get a hold of the new covenant in such a way that it makes a difference in your life. There's so much to talk about this year as we learn. We're going to have to go back and study a lot about the old covenant to understand fully what the new covenant is all about. See, the old covenant was sealed by the blood of animals, and it operated on the law. We're going to find out that the new covenant is sealed by the blood of Jesus and operates on grace. And under the new covenant, you're no longer left feeling like God is not with you. You're no longer left feeling like God does not hear you. You have a grip on He will never leave me or forsake me. He is an ever-present help in time of trouble. See, you got a grip on, I don't have to call a 1-800 priest line for that priest to go in and pray for me. I can walk boldly into the presence of God because I'm living in the new covenant. Being full of the new covenant, you walk in a place in life that you did not know was possible. See, the new covenant is based on grace. While we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. There is a forgiveness of sin. There's a washing away of sin. There is a new birth. And there is a moving in of God that will never leave you or forsake you. And it's not based on what you did or didn't do. It's based on the blood of Jesus. And God's presence is with you. In the new covenant, you're never without the power of God. In the new covenant, you're never without the presence of God. You're never without the peace that His presence brings. In 2025, we're going to talk about 2 Peter chapter 2. You are a chosen people. You are a royal priest. You are God's very own possession. And this is a life changer for you and I. When you fully grasp that I am God's very own possession, when you fully grasp that, when you understand I am God's possession, then it affects your daily life because you're fully aware He's not going to leave you out here defenseless. We're going to, by our daily lives, show others the goodness of God who called you out of darkness and into his wonderful light. And as we live in the new covenant, it affects people's lives that are around us each day. Regardless of the giants that you face, we're going to go boldly into the throne room of God. We're going to experience his power and his presence like never before. And what we're going to learn studying the old covenant is we're going to see the importance of a high priest. See, he was the mediator between man and God. The only way that I could ever go to God was through a priest who did it for me. And we're going to see the importance of a perfect blood sacrifice from an animal. The only way that atonement for sin could be made. Now, we see that laid out in life in the old covenant. Then, when we start talking about 1 Peter chapter 2, when we get into the entire book of Romans, we're going to study verse by verse the entire book of Hebrews. We're going to find, now Jesus is my high priest. Oh, that makes sense to me. When I read, Jesus is now seated at the right hand of the Father God, constantly making intercession for me. That's what he's doing. See, we all understand, oh, he rose from the dead. We celebrate that every Easter. It's fun time hunting Easter eggs. When you understand where he is and what he's doing, it makes a difference in your life. It makes a difference. I'm just going through some things. Oh, not anymore. I'm cutting the head off of those things. See, because I understand he's my high priest. I understand he's talking to God for me, about me. And then I understand what Jesus' perfect blood did. It didn't just cover my sin. It didn't just make atonement for my sin. It washes it away and forgives me, and I'm brand new in him. Well, we're going to see life in the new covenant. Now, you are a priest. You are a chosen people. The veil that separated us from God, that only the high priest could go in, that veil is torn under the new covenant. And when you understand that, it changes everything in your daily life. 2024, we got a handle on the God kind of life. We spent a year talking about that. And we're living now more in obedience to God than we used to. And we're living more the God kind of life than we used to. Here we come, 2025. It's going to be a year of growth. It's going to be a year of personal growth in the Lord like you've never seen, because you experience his presence when you understand the covenant that he's made with you. When you will walk in God's power like you've never known, because you will understand what a covenant is and what it provides for you. You live in a peace and in a joy regardless of what your circumstances in life is, all because you understand a covenant and what that provides for you. 2025, we're going to live our life in the new covenant. And I'm excited about this year. Hot Springs, Houston, Southwest Missouri, y'all stand with me. Come on, all over this place. Let's make a declaration. Let's make a declaration. Repeat after me. 2025, my relationship with the Lord is gonna grow. I will live covenant-minded. I will see giants in my life through my covenant with the Lord. Holy Spirit, I ask your presence to fill me. I allow your power to guide me. Daily, I crucify my flesh with its temper, with its anger, with its frustrations. 2025, I'm going to live daily in my covenant with you. Amen and amen. Christian Ministries Church, this is about to be a great year. God bless you. I'm excited about 2025.
Come on, church. Amen. Amen.
Thank you for being part of our podcast today. You'll find more online messages from Christian Ministries Church, as well as location information on our website at cmchurch.net. There's a place for you at Christian Ministries Church, where it's more than a church, it's family.